Welcome to the JVI podcast. I'm Tatiana Anhold. This morning I'm talking to Marco Espinoza Vega, Deputy Division Chief of the Western Hemisphere Division at the Institute for Capacity Development of the IMF. Marco, welcome back to the JVI. You are currently teaching a course on core principles for banking supervision, which was first offered here at the JVI in 2012. So this morning, let's talk a little how this course came about. I know that you had the global idea and then enlisted Felipe Abreu and Rodolfo Pinto from Central Bank of Portugal, where they worked at that time, to help flesh it out as you wanted their supervisory expertise and European perspective, right?
Hi, Tatiana. Yes, indeed. What happened is participants at other JVI courses expressed interest in a course that presented an overview of the key elements and the current developments in financial sector supervision and regulation. You see, what happens is because of the financial crisis that started in 2007, official focus on macroeconomic areas realized the need to expand the knowledge of the financial sector and its regulation. Financial sector regulators also realized the need to keep abreast of the fast-changing financial regulatory landscape. I'm lucky in that I'm a macroeconomist by training, but at the IMF, I have also led some financial sector assessment programs, or FSAPs, so that I had a good idea of what our participants were looking for. Moreover, Felipe and Rodolfo had practical knowledge of the adoption of regulation and day-to-day financial supervision.
I understand back in 2012, the first offering was 1 week long. So why did you actually change it to a 2-week course in the end?
Correct, Tatiana. We first wanted to assess the demand for the course, and that is why we started with a 1-week offering. Participants at the first offering were very clear in their feedback. They liked the material covered, but thought that 1 week was too short to absorb all the material we had developed exclusively for this course. And when I say we, I'm talking about the original team that comprised Felipe Abreu, Rodolfo Pinto, and myself.
And participants seem to really like your course. So why do you actually think it is the case? What is the appeal and what is so special about the content and the presentation methods you've been using?
One comment we often hear is that participants like the interactive and applied nature of our course. For example, most of our presentations are a blend of lecture and workshop. In all, in fact, we have 10 such sessions. Our workshops span introduction to stress testing, contagion analysis, implementation of Basel II and III frameworks, and a simulation of a meeting of college supervisors. Some of the workshops are based on original work developed at the IMF. For example, the workshop on contagion analysis and systemically important institutions, or CFIS capital surcharge, is based on original joint work with Juan Solé. Another popular workshop is based on work with Martin Chinghang, who's also at IMF. Another big factor for the popularity of this course is the contributions of Rodolfo and Felipe, both at the ECB currently, who contribute with the first-hand knowledge of banking and supervision regulation.
Many thanks for this interview, Marco, and I understand you are coming back with this course next year, so we all look forward to seeing you next summer.
Thank you, Tatiana. My pleasure, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next year.